I would like to challenge you and bring in the belief I can earn money from these workshops. It is possible to earn money with my passions.
Yeah, this thing, I don't believe in it. That's true. Yeah.
You know what you just said? I don't believe in it. So that's, again, that's to take the image back. You can put all the actions in place you want, but if the belief is not there, yeah, it needs to be paired with a belief that is supporting the action, so that it's not like this sensation of I'm losing energy, or I'm doing all these things and it doesn't bring anything. What would help you to make one step from I cannot earn money from my workshop to I can earn money? Welcome to the inner space. This is for you if you need encouragement to be more yourself and explore your own path. Maybe because you feel different, too sensitive, or just not able to do things as everyone else seems to. There is a way, and it's your unique way. I'm Gloria Jensen. I am a coach, a healing artist, and a surfer. I am here to help you ride the waves of life, work, and business to find that deeper alignment with your creative and sensitive soul. If this feels like you, I invite you to know yourself better, feel all the emotions, and trust yourself so you experience the freedom and fulfillment of being and doing you. Subscribe now to catch the next wave to the inner space, where authenticity sets you free. This episode is for you if you'd like to benefit from my coaching session and be like a little mouse in a room, hearing how one person is thinking, feeling, moving through her own challenges. And it's interesting because it reminds me when I am doing group work and me myself as a client, and I hear someone else being coached, supported. And because it's not about me and it's not as to me, it my mind is even more open to insights and resistance is down. And that's something that is true. It's not only my experience. I've shared that also every time I work with a group, is telling them the power of hearing someone else's story and how it can move you. And that's what I'm doing with this coaching session. So this is another episode where you will hear me coach, do energy work, talk about human design, about gene keys, so that I can help that person move through the obstacle and the challenge she's encountering. Her name is Stephanie. She's a manifester. So hey, hello to all my manifestors. I said it, like, we had a sequence of coaching sessions for projectors. Like, I really had, I think, 3 projectors in a row. Then we moved into manifesting generators. And now we open the sequence for the manifestors. I'm curious about the next coaching episode to see if it's going to be again a manifester. So we keep the non-created experience happening. So that's the surprises of life. Or if we will go into another type, let's see. Let's be open to the future episodes. And Stephanie, she's coming to me at the moment where she knows her work is going to end, her current work. And she doesn't know what's going to happen next, and she would like to have clarity around that. So that was the initial request. As you will see, we moved into something a bit different. I don't want to reveal too much, though I need to tell you one thing so that you can see if this episode is for you. We are going to talk about money. This is a recurring topic. Like, for all of us, I believe, at some point, when we want to move into something different, something else, or not, actually, depends then on your story, these questions arise around money. Will I may be able to earn money if I move into this? It's fun because it's a good connection to the previous coaching episode, which is with Elodie, the number 26, where we talk about money, which is one of the obstacles she's encountering as she's doing a real life change. Yeah, opening a new chapter in her life. So here we come, this money comes again. It also reminded me of a very early episode of this podcast, which is episode 2, if I remember well, which is my first coaching session I published with Antonin. And he also talks about money. And in there, we talk about poverty consciousness. And I got reminded a bit about that, even though it was different, when Stephanie tells about her friends, her environment, and how that is supporting or not her relationship to money. And for Antonin, so I highly recommend you to listen to it. If you want to go deeper into these money topics, you already have three episodes that I'm talking about. So the one from Antonin, I will put all the links in the show notes. He really had a big shift in awareness during that session around, oh, I can't go out of this poverty consciousness because I need to stay with them, with the people around me, so I can support them. And we shifted that into how can I myself rise? And then I might be better able actually to help people around me. It's not by being like they are. So you can dive into that. You can dive, of course, in the last coaching session before that one with Elodie and how we shift also her relationship with money. And especially one of her sentences, which was about, like, I would love to live in a world without money, which has much more impact than you might think when you think that way. I let you go back to that episode. And here we are now coaching Stephanie as a manifester around her professional career and how things are going to unfold. And she's in a situation where she is employed. She knows it's going to end. She also has her own projects and her own trainings that she can offer as an entrepreneur, even though you will hear how she positions herself in regard to that. And little reveal, though super important, at the end, I'm going to guide her through energy work visualization. If you can, stop what you are doing, whether it's cooking, driving. I know it might not be easy, or keep it for later when you have a break. I believe it's around 10 minutes approximately, and do it yourself so you can be able to receive even more money in your life and connect what you do, where you add value with receiving money, because this is a big topic. I'm thinking about different clients also. I support who are in that situation. So we will see there is a powerful image that you can keep so that you move also yourself with your relationship to money. This is it for the introduction, and I let you enjoy the episode and the coaching session. Hello, Stephanie.
Hey.
As every coaching session, I would love to know what brings you to this coaching session.
Yeah, what brings me, it's actually the professional issue, but as I know, it's never only professional. So let's say we've dealt with the professional issue. I've got from background, let's say a cultural and artistic background. And I used to work in this field, yeah, since forever. But the situation in the city where I live is changing and it's becoming more and more difficult to actually work and get money in this field. So I decided to change and I needed as well some lightness in my life. So I switched for something that I actually always loved, which is fashion. So I found 9 months ago something, but it was like very quick. Everything was going well until Christmas. I've just heard that, let's say that the manager want to close the shop. So I'm going to lose my job in a couple of months, which is like tomorrow. Now I'm in this point where I have to go again in the jungle of, hi, I'm looking for a job. And I don't have the energy right now. I don't know, should I stay in this field now? Or should I go again something else? My big need is to have more clarity about the situation and what could I do? Because I do have some idea of what I'd love to do to work. But the problem is that I can't make any money with that. So that's always the same problem. Money. I do have actually another self-employed activity as an embodiment coach. And I've been trying this for, let's say, 1 or 2 years, organizing workshop, but it's very difficult to find the people, actually, to find the audience, and that these people are actually coming to the workshop and that I get paid. So that's why I wanted to have a part-time job just to have some more money. Yeah, I don't have a really clear mind. I'm just now in this moment when I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to look for a job again. And I'm a little bit like without motivation. And the question is as well, should I find something else in another shop, which is an option? The thing is that this work is really tiring for my body. So I don't know if it's the best job ever. So that's a lot of question in my mind. Yeah, let's say that's a situation.
Great. I already have many questions.
Okay, good. Go for it.
What does your intuition tell you about your current situation?
One part of me, the part of me who is always like insecure and, oh my God, I'm going to need money, blah, 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 is still there. But this voice is not that loud as it used to be because I'm much more confident in life, in the universe, in everything. I think I'm a very lucky person. And when I need something or when I need people on my way, they just come to me. So it's just perfect. But I really need every time say, okay, like break, breathe. Everything is going to be okay. So I really need to stop the little me saying, hey, wait a sec, you're going to live on the streets, which is, I don't think so, it's not going to happen. And the other part of me is let it go, which is an issue with me because I'm a control freak, working on it since years, getting a little bit better, but not as I wish it could be. But so that, yeah, so there is the other part of me, like, okay, it's fine. I do have a little bit of money, even if I don't work for, I don't know, 3, 4, even 5 months, I'm going to be okay. It's not that the situation is not catastrophic. So I'm like, it's fine. So this part of me is actually quite curious to see if I can manage the situation. Let's say now the shop is closed. I'm looking for a job. Am I going to freak out or am I going to enjoy the summer and take a real break that I really need? It will be amazing. If I can do that, if I can take 2 months off, like July and August, and plan to go somewhere else, meet new people, just take this time off because it's been a while since I hadn't vacation. So I think it could be an opportunity to make a break.
As you know about human design, you are a manifester. And you might know that as a manifester, your throat is defined. So it's the center related to communication. It's extremely important what you say. It brings things into form. And it's interesting for you to just hear what you said. I really need a break. Actually, I would love to have July, August off. So you said it, and that's already bringing it into reality. So if your freaked out self starts to freak out, actually, I said I needed that. It's what I desired. So like that, you just said it. It's super clear. I guess the contract you're having right now will end somewhere end of the spring.
So it's going to be 1 year, mid of June. So I hope I'm going to write to my boss and tell her that please, I need to have at least 1 year of work of contract to have some money from the agency.
Yeah, so that's still a question mark, but you can set your intention. Of course, share it with her as a manifestor. Informing people around you brings ease to the process. So sharing, okay, I know you are thinking, you don't know exactly when, just bear in mind for me, it makes a huge difference. Mid-June, it's 1 year, I get more support. That's it. That's already helping the process. And of course, bundling it with the right energy and the intention to get that kind of support so you can embrace the next step with more relaxation and peace. Okay, you are really clarifying now the next step. So imagine July, August, you are off. You might know as a manifestor, rest is part of your strategy for alignment. And I know it's not easy because life asks you to go every day or, I don't know, 5 days a week to the shop and show up. And I know it's a challenge as a manifestor, especially when you're employed and you don't have that flexibility. Though, just what you described intuitively, I feel I need a break. That's the season that will be fertile for the next steps for you. And I've seen that many times with manifestors. They take a break, they rest, they really take care of themselves, and then suddenly there is space again. Something comes in the direction you were looking for, and it opens up. And I'm sure you are nodding with your head, so that has probably happened also in the past for you. If now we go into what you said at the beginning, which is, I have some ideas, desires. Can you tell me more about them?
Yeah, sure. I do sing a lot and do dance. And if there is one thing that I really adore in life and that really gives me energy is to be on a stage, that really is a place where I feel home. I'd really love to make something like cabaret or something like this because I really love it. The thing is that I don't want to make it my job. I want to keep this thing as a source that is giving me energy. Because when you start to be an actor, a dancer, or a singer, you really have to work like very hard, and it's work, it's energy. And I don't want this. I want to just have this in my life for more fun and more lightness because that's really something that I need. So, yeah, I'm always in between. Should I go this path, like the artist path? But actually, I don't think that's really a good idea. The little me saying, it's not secure. You shouldn't. And I know myself as well. I'm a bit of a lazy person, and I really love to do nothing, which I never do. I have problem to fit in this society sometimes with the working hours and everything. I think it's just a mad society we're living in. It's a big
Yeah,
problem, but
but that also from your human design, I can understand because you have an open sacral center and an open root in your manifestors. You describe it as lazy, which can be one way if you want to describe it like that, but really rest and doing nothing is part of your strategy. So how can I see my resting time as a time that brings me forward, actually? Yes, I'm doing nothing. Apparently, you don't allow yourself to do it often. Also, society is not built to allow it often for you. So it takes even more determination to make it happen. Though making your relationship evolve to this resting time is super important. And I want to add also another part, which is about Gene Keys. So Gene Keys is a complementary system to human design. It was founded by someone who first studied human design. His name is Richard Rudd. It's extremely interesting because I looked at your main Gene Key, which is, if we make it simple, like the main energy that you are carrying. Like you can imagine 70% of your energy and your Gene Key. It's called Gene Key 24, if you want later on to look it up. It goes, if you want, like the system of the Gene Keys goes from shadow into gift into seed. So you just have to imagine it goes from a lower frequency into a higher frequency. And in this Gene Key, one of the main strategies is silence is super important. So it's if you're in the lower frequency, your mind is super active, you're thinking and almost addicted to one way of thinking and into that path, there is no other path. And the way to get out of the lower frequency and to go into the higher frequency is actually to move into invention, is the word. Like you move from addiction into invention. And invention is, if we had to phrase it in other ways, it's an addiction, but to creativity. So that's the, you still have this addiction, if you want to keep the word, but it's like towards creating. And to create in your system, silence is super important. So the gap in between thinking, they might not be easy to attain, I'm sure, because you said dance, singing. I'm sure in these moments you are in your body and your mind is probably in a different state. If I would be you, and I really bring this gently because as I prepared to the session, I was like, oh, that's interesting. I'm curious how it will land what I'm sharing. I would ask myself, what space do I give to silence? And silence can be a few seconds between words, between thoughts.
Yeah, actually, I really love silence. I think I'm a very loud person and I'm very social. I really love to be with people. But on the other hand, I'm very wild and I live alone. I need to be alone. I need this moment when I'm cut from everybody, when I rest, and when I don't talk to anybody. And sometimes I don't even listen to music or nothing. And for me, one of the best things is just silence is a luxus. I live in the city. I guess you can hear it's super loud on the street. I so much enjoy to be just by the sea and just to listen to the sea. That's all, because it's so quiet. And that's really the thing that energized me. These silent moments, they are very precious, but they are so difficult to give a space to. So because of life, and maybe because of me as well, because I'm always doing so many stuff. So I work and then the evening I go out, I go to dance, I go to sing, I go to see friends. It's not that I really can stay at home and just chill, even if I love it. So I think one part of me is happy that the job ended. Yeah, I'm stressed because I don't know what I'm going to do. But on the other part, I'm going to rest a little bit. I love it.
I felt a subtle shift inside of you when I talked about silence. Something shifted in your energy. I felt there is something in you that clicked. And now that you're saying that, there is a part of you who's, I like that. Something is emerging that is correct for me. So just wanted to put the light on that. And that's great already that you are growing your awareness and making space for something that is important for your soul, your deeper self, however you want to call it. If I now go back to what you shared before, which is I love dancing, I love being on a stage, that's where I have energy. And then you said, for example, cabaret would be an option, though I also want to keep the fun and the lightness and not go into working hard and so on, like artists have to, if you decided to make that a way of earning money. If it would be possible to have the stage experience, the fun and lightness, and earn money from it, what would you do? What would be your perspective?
If I can work only a few hours in a day, that's why I say that I call myself lazy for this society, because I don't know how people manage to work like 40, 60, 80 hours a week and to have a life, because for me, I'm not a work alcoholic at all. Yeah. And I love to enjoy time. My social life is for me, my friends, they are the most important person in my life. And for me, it's before work. Work is something that I do because I need, we are in this society, in this system, I need to earn money. It's okay. But you ask in your...
my phone.
Yeah, you know, from what is it, what would be the perfect life for you? And I think I wrote something like this, like, I work 5 or 6 hours a day. And for me, I know it's my rhythm, because when I was doing the self-employment things, I know that I can't focus more than 6 hours doing something. And it's enough. I can be like very productive in this 6 hour. And the work I'm doing now, like working from 10 in the morning until 7 in the evening, it's madness.
Yeah.
It's really madness. It doesn't fit to me. I don't feel good.
And really, I want to validate that, because when you said, I don't know how society, like most of the people do that 40 hours a week, 60 hours a week, because to illustrate it, like the different human design types, you have 70% of the population, which has the sacral center defined, which means they have more the ability of constancy and they have the ability to work, do, work, do. It's part of their design. And you are not this type. And it's actually perfectly fine that you are not going to work like 40, 60 hours. And now you tell me, yeah, Gloria, I fully see that. I know it. But how do I survive in this society? How do I thrive? And it exists because I don't Like, to give you an example, how one of my manifesto friend is working, he's working 1 hour and a half, then takes a break of 1 hour and a half. He's working 1 hour and a half, he takes a break of 1 hour and a half. He works again 1 hour and a half, and he takes a break. So it's, if you add the hours, like, oh, 4 hours and a half, maybe a bit more, but he knows, like, I cannot work in a different way. He's self-employed, but he had to structure his business so that it could work. And that's where I want to, I know you know about human design, but I don't know how much, and I think it's also generally interesting to hear it, is...
Not much, but go for it.
Okay. Okay, so as a manifester, you are here to initiate things. So it means, I love this image of launch the ball, get the ball rolling, and then other people will join you and help you make it rolling, let's say it. But you have to initiate, you have to start. And for that, you have to communicate so that people can join you and support you in whatever you are creating. So it's not a I do all by myself type, not at all. Because you don't have the energy to sustain that. You're not made for that. But you have this immense power that has the manifestor, which is, I can start. I want this, I go for it, I do it. And this power of initiation is inspiring all the other types to then join you in the movement you've created. It works because you inform people around you, you communicate. Because if you do your thing and you don't talk about it, or you don't talk enough about it, how can people join you in the dynamic? It's impossible. So your main job, manifestor, is once you are like, okay, this is what I want to do, this is where I want to go, you start and you share with people, you share, you find ways to let people hear about it so that they can join your dynamic.
I'm happy to hear this, but on the other side, that's what I've started with the coaching workshop, and I was communicating all the time. I was speaking about it to everybody because I really love it, and I noticed that when I start to explain what I'm doing, people, I'm like, wow, so great. When is your next workshop? I want to come. Oh, wow, it seems so great. So people are really interested, but it's still very difficult. I didn't really have this time to initiate the project, but maybe they think that I'm working alone. That's the problem, actually. I know that I get ideas when I'm sharing with people, when I'm speaking about it with people. That's why my coach helped me a lot, because we were talking about that a lot. So it was really cool. And it's very difficult for me to be just in front of my computer, because the ideas are not coming. The ideas are coming when I'm walking in the forest and speaking with people. So I'm starting to know better myself and how I work. But the problem is that at the end, the money is missing. This is so much energy to put in the project, and I never get the chance to really earn money and to say, okay, I want to do that and I'm going to do that. It's very difficult, and it demands a lot of energy. And sometimes I'm like, no, I can't do that anymore. It's just too much.
What feels too much or demands too much energy?
To above all this responsibility that it works, to do... For instance, doing the conception of the workshop, now it's clear in my mind. I know exactly what I can do. I have ideas. That's okay. It took me a while, but now there is a structure, so it's very good. But I spend so many time to communicate about the project and to try to reach the people with Instagram, with Facebook, with the emails, with the flyers. I don't know, all these way we have to communicate nowadays. And I have the impression that it's too much, and that the people are completely fed up with that, and that nobody read this mail anymore. The algorithm on Instagram and Facebook, they change completely, so you can't reach actually the people you want to. And so people doesn't get the information, and if they get the information, it's just too many information, and they don't read. I have the impression it's like a global problem, that there are too many things happening, and that the people are really in this state. That's too many information for everything. They can't manage it because it's just too much. And I can see that here in the city, where there's so many great things that you can do, but there are too many. And you don't have the time and the money, because even if it's not too expensive, you have to take the time for this, you have to give the money for this, you have to engage yourself. And that's a tricky thing to ask people.
I will respond to what you shared later on. I want to know two things. The first thing is, did you already think that way, what you just described, like there is a global problem, like too many things are happening, everything you just described, did you already think that way when you were putting these actions in place? Or is it something that emerged as a conclusion from it not working as you desired?
Let's say that it was my first feeling, because I'm as well a person who is going to a lot of different workshops for Everything's Possible. So I am a client as well. So I know how it is to be like surrounded by so many options. And then you've got like maybe one weekend, and in this weekend, you have the three workshops. And at some point, it's just too much. At the end, there are too many things happening, and then you just don't do anything because it's too much. So I've been myself in this situation. That's why I can easily understand and speaking about that with people. I really believe in my project, and the few workshops I've made, it was really successful. So I know that it's a good thing and that people are really happy about it. Yeah, but to really get money to survive with that, I don't think it's possible. So that's why I still want to have another job to complete this.
Would you like me to challenge your way of thinking?
Yeah, sure.
One thing is, you might know it. I still want to repeat it because it's a path to incarnate it or embody it. Actions is one thing that is super important that brings things into matter. The energy that is before the action and while we take the action is more important than the action itself, which means you've put many actions in place. You've been, from what I hear, like truly, you gave it all. You did all the work. You did what was necessary. As I say that, I'm thinking about the session I had yesterday with a client who told me, I followed all the steps. I did everything that would bring me to success, but I haven't experienced it. So the disappointment that comes from there, the anger, the frustration, like all these emotions. And then you're like, okay, it just won't work for me. Like it won't work. And then let's find another option. Though the most important part that brings the action to fruition is what you are thinking and all the belief, the mindset. And the problem is often there is one big part which is unconscious. And when you are thinking, okay, generally people don't have time, they have too many options, they are bombarded by information. Maybe you think, I'm just one of the options. People lack time, energy, maybe money to do it. That's all the energy that is surrounding and that is the invisible seed from which you act. It's hard to make things happen. And then, you know, it's even harder because you will tell me, yes, Gloria, I understand you. Though, like, this is true. Like, people lack time. I see it myself. I'm like, yes, exactly. Because when I coach people around their business, I always work around what client are you being, so that you attract clients that are as you are and as you wish. And if as a client, how you are today is so many things happening, so many options, maybe I want to do all of it, but then it's too much, then I don't do anything. And it's interesting because this topic of too much, too many is already like a recurring topic, but let's keep that for a moment. The client you are is attracting the client to you. And then of course you are making this experience, so then it's confirmed with other people. So that's one part. And it's hard because we are making this experience. So we are like, that's the reality. And I'm not going to say, hey, Stephanie, you are right. I completely agree with you in the sense of, yes, we are bombarded by information. Yes, social media, there are so many people on it. This is part of the truth. Mm-hmm. Though this truth won't make me move forward and find results. So what is another truth that is available? If you want, I can share you what I believe, if that can help open a door.
Well, please.
And I became that client myself so that I can have people like that. It's for me is when there is something truly important for you in your life, you make everything to make it happen. when there is something truly important in your life, you make everything to make it happen. You find the money even if you don't have it. You find the time even if you don't have it. You find the energy even if you don't have it. Because if it's truly important, everything will flow towards it so you can make it happen in your life. So that's truly something I believe. I've made it happen myself as a client. Like I remember, like very recently, I invested high levels of money into support for myself, even though I was exhausted because I just got a baby, I didn't sleep at night. Even though that was not the best time for me for all the money because I had taken a break to take care of my baby, even though I didn't have the time because I decided to take care of my baby, I just have a few hours per day. So that's the context to give you an example. But I was like, this offering, what this person is proposing, I feel I need it. I don't even know exactly how it's going to support, how I will make it happen, pay monthly the payments, find the time, have the energy just to implement what will come out of the sessions. But I felt that would bring me further. And I was in that connection with my body, with my intuition. I was like, okay, I do it. So I am that kind of client. So I have the foundation that makes me think if I am being that, other people can be that. And that's the person I want to work with. Mm-hmm. Like the focus, yes, this entire truth around there is so much noise online with AI, like there is so much noise. But when something is aligned, when something is true for you, then you will make it happen. So that's the client perspective. Now, okay, you step back into the entrepreneur, the person who is offering a service, a product. And here, like, I really show you how I move with it. I'm like, okay, now, how can I make clearer the value of, for you, it's your dance workshop. The fantastic thing is you've had success. People have appreciated it, and we can go into that deeper if you wish. You already have that experience. It's okay, where can I improve myself so that I make this clear? But again, the first step is, what are my beliefs and what's my energy before or as I move into action? Can I every time update my way of thinking, of acting from that energy? Because otherwise, you're right, it's exhausting. You put one action, another one, and you're like, I don't receive the results I'm looking for. And this is truly exhausting. Let's stop. It's better to stop.
Yes, that's where I've been last year, because I planned last year only 2 workshops and I couldn't make them because of lack of person. So I didn't give a workshop last year. And yeah, so that's difficult then to...
100%. To 100%. And really, I'm saying that, bear in mind that myself, so many people I know, the behind the scenes from being an entrepreneur, like it requires strength, determination, belief to make it happen. But you find that when the mission you are on is important enough for you. That's one part. And there are 2 questions I have. One is, I just challenge your thinking, but as you came into this coaching session, you never told me, Gloria, can you help me make my business work out? You asked me just, I want professional clarity. So we can go into that deeper, but we can also stop here because maybe that's not the path you want to take on. What I shared, what did it spark in you? How do you want to move forward with the dance workshop, embodiment workshops?
Yeah, I'd love to continue because I put a lot of work and a lot of energy and I really loved it. It was difficult. It's not that it was like super fluid and super easy and all the coaching story from the training until the beginning of being an entrepreneur was an adventure. And important thing, I don't feel that I'm an entrepreneur. It's not for me. I've tried, and I think it's too difficult, too demanding, too much. I know it's not my path, but it doesn't mean that I don't want to go on with the workshop because I really love it. So I think I have to find another way to give this workshop, but not in the entrepreneur, classical entrepreneur business.
Yeah. Super interesting what you just said. Super interesting. Because already you are approaching this differently. The question is not anymore, how can I build a business around offering my workshops, but it's more how can I give my workshops, of course, earn from money from it, if that's still the goal. But I guess so, because you're bringing energy, your skills, like you're bringing transformation to people. So
yeah, sure,
you add value, so you get money from it. And the question is different. It's okay, how can I make this happen? Of course, I already have ideas, but what are your ideas?
I'm thinking collective. I'm thinking working with other people, not being alone in my apartment in front of my computer, sharing with other people what the same vibes, the same fun, the same ideas of sharing and proposing this kind of workshops or. And I've tried already, but it takes time to find the true people, the people you can work with. I've tried already a little bit, but I didn't find for the moment the people I could work with. But it's in my mind.
So
yeah.
Already the direction is like finding a way to collaborate. Maybe you enter in a space where they do offer that and you are one of the people offering the workshops, all these things. My question is, what do you need to believe to make it work, to make that path happen?
That these people exist.
Fantastic. That's a great start.
And I think I do believe they exist, actually, but I don't know where they are. I need to find them.
Well, they can find you.
Yeah. That's true. Even better.
So these people exist. I can find them. They can find me. What else do you need to believe so it happens?
Maybe I need to believe that I don't need that much money to live. And I'm already succeeding. I used to live really with this fear of never having enough money. And then at some point, I realized that it's not mine. I've never been in trouble with money, actually. And I never really earn money professionally. That's a thing. But I never had a lack of money. I could do everything that I wanted and I needed. So when I realize that, I'm like, no, it's fine, actually. It might be not the money that you earn, but you can anyway do the thing that you want to do. And this thing, I need to keep believing in it, to remember it more, to remember it.
I love this idea of I can do everything I want and need. There will be a way. That's a very resourceful way of thinking. So you don't put pressure around money. So that's helpful. And I would like to challenge you and bring in the belief I can earn money from these workshops or something else, but it is possible to earn money with my passions.
Yeah, this thing, I don't believe in it. That's right. Yeah. Write it down.
Yeah, you know what you just said? I don't believe in it. So that's to take the image back. You can put all the actions in place you want, but if the belief is not there, still, I want to celebrate you because you've had the determination and you still have it. You're still moving. You're doing things. You didn't let go of that project because it is important for you. It was successful. Like you saw how it helped people. And it needs to be paired with a belief that is supporting the action so that it's not like this sensation of I'm losing energy or I'm doing all these things and it doesn't bring anything. What would help you to make one step from I cannot earn money from my workshop, or I cannot earn money from my professional skills, to I can earn money? What would help you to make one step towards it?
It's a very good question. I have no idea.
When you see, and that's a question I wanted to ask you much before when I said I had two questions, is the people you see who are successful, also financially, who earn money, who are maybe doing similar things than you or differently because it's very unique what you are proposing. What do you see from them? What do you think makes them have success?
Yeah, that's a problem. You know what? I don't know anybody. That's a thing, personally, Anya. So because I know that the people I'm in contact with, they're in the same situation as me. So we are all in this low energy level, like, well, anyway, it's here. It's in the air here. It's okay. Here, it's a great place. You can do so many artistic things. You can find yourself an inspiration, but forget about it. You're never going to earn money. And I don't know successful people, actually. So I need this. I wish I knew these people who are actually really successful. Where are they? People, come to me.
And it's very important what you just said, as we are made of the five people we spend most of our time with.
Yeah.
So it's hard to rise out of this way of thinking and operate and experiencing life in your current situation. Yeah.
I'm aware of that. I know that. And it's very difficult to change it.
One easy step is, can you come in contact with people who are successful, even though you don't know them, through listening to their podcasts, reading their books, watching them, observing them, spending time with their way of thinking, feeling, expressing themselves, those people who are successful. To give you an example so that it's concrete, when I started my coaching business, I didn't know anyone who had a coaching business around me. I didn't have friends who had their own business at that time. So I was like, okay. And then I would look online, the statistics, and they would say, oh, most of the coaches, I can't remember the stats, but something like 70% of the coaches don't live from their coaching business. It's a fact. That's how it is. It's like, okay. But I was like, that is not going to help me. So where are the coaches who are successful and who make a living from their business? And we are lucky. Internet for that is amazing. You can get in touch with people who are. And that's when I started to look and follow people. And then I personally took the step to invest and get support from them. So I would be constantly in their energy. And I kept on doing that. Like even the person with whom I'm working now, it's exactly the same. She's a few steps further than me. And as being with her all the time, I know I'm sharing my energy field and things are expanding and I'm just uplifting just by being with her, like getting her insights. And you can start with finding people who embody what you desire, because you could also have told me as an answer, and I was curious, oh, I see successful people, but either they're exhausted all the time, they're not happy, they earn money, but it's not in integrity what they're selling. So then it's not an image of success that is desirable for you. So find people who you feel the way they're doing things is inspiring to you, is showing you daily this is possible.
Actually, I know one, actually my coach, she's successful in a way, but I guess I need more of them.
Yes. You need to be surrounded, like bombarded. And especially, again, I have your human design in front of my eyes. You have a defined head and ajna, so two centers which are related really to thinking. And when it's defined, it means, and also I relate to your gene keys, like you have your way of thinking, you have your opinions, you have a certain way of thinking, which is amazing because you can help others find solution or direction. You bring them stability in their way of thinking because you are stable. And for everything, there is the gift and the shadow. And the shadow is, it's a true exercise to change your way of thinking.
Yeah, it is. But it's manageable because I've done it already.
So. Exactly, 100%. Yeah. So that's why I said immerse yourself in an environment that is bombarding you with thoughts that you want to adopt, ways of living, and showing you that this is possible for you.
Yeah, I will do that. Yeah,
I want to make a break, silence, and just hear from you. How do you feel so far? How does it land, everything we've talked about? And you can take time to respond. Feel.
I'm happy to have this reminder that I should now much more focus on people that are really successful and truly successful, because I know as well that what on social media, it's not the reality. And actually the people I follow, even if I thought they were like successful people, they share as well their difficulties. But I'm happy to have this task, let's say, to do. And yeah, and I really really take care of myself in the way of making more break and we make a big break to think about the next professional step. So I really want to give me the summer for that.
Do you need right now anything else? And really take your time. Like, we can take more time if you feel you can go back into this goal that you set at the beginning.
Let's say that now I cannot say that the situation is clear in the sense that I still don't know what kind of job, but I wasn't expecting that for the coaching session, I have to say. It would have been amazing, but at least I authorize myself to, I allow myself to truly make this break. Yeah, and to take more time for me with this, to go back to this walking in the nature, which I really stopped during the winter. And then I feel now with the beautiful days coming that it would be the good opportunity to do that.
I feel the professional clarity. There is one part of me that really trusts your design and your desire, which is both, of taking a break and things will emerge from there. And I feel personally that when we started to talk about the money part, we touched something very sensitive. Like, I felt your vulnerability. I felt all the emotions that suddenly we were in touch with. I felt that was the moment we went actually in the topic, in the deeper topic. It's the root from the questions, the professional clarity. It's okay, how can I earn money and find a way that is sustainable for me and that is energizing and so on? And the question of what to do, the clarity and so on is almost something I feel you will be able to move with it yourself as you did it in the past. And what came out today, at least how I feel it and see it, is actually this deeper root, which is where life, if we can say so, universe, your soul in this encounter we had, ask you to look at. That's the thing that needs more to shift than maybe the initial questions where you will find your path in taking this break, silence, things will come to you. How do you perceive it when I share that?
I know that money has always been a topic, so I'm working on it since a few years already. I feel I need to make the experience that I can really earn money with the job I'm making. It was never the case, so that's why I've got this big lack of confidence in that professionally, and I know it. So I think I'm a very self-confident person for a lot of things, but not for work.
Exactly. Here you are touching. I'm like, oh, we could start another coaching session around this topic.
Yeah, there was a lot of topic, but yeah.
I'm going to challenge you if you allow me to.
Go.
I hear you. I said it myself in the past. I heard many clients saying it is to change X. Now, for you, it's changing my relationship with money. I need to experience that. I can earn money from my professions, from my job. That will change it. And I fully hear you. To give another example, so it makes you go out of your situation and see something else is I coach people around relationship and they tell me I need to find a man, a woman, a partner who is loving and desires really to have a long-term relationship so that I can shift my belief.
Wrong. Yeah, I get
We need to shift again on
Yeah.
the invisible aspect so that it happens. Because,
Yeah.
yes, you are right, that will shift your belief, but it will take maybe years until you make that
Yeah.
experience. So, if you want it to happen earlier, it's like, again, how can I start believing I can earn money through my work so that I attract the situation I desire to experience? Is there first for you anything else that comes up that could help you step by step shift around money?
No, because I think if I knew it, I would do it.
Yes. What comes up for me as I ask you this question? Because again, I feel all the emotions inside of you as we talk about this. There's a lot, and like you can be in touch with it now if you want. What I feel is these parts of you that have made this experience until now, if you can hold them into your arms, give them a big hug, and especially share love, make peace with the experiences you've made so far. And saying that, really visualizing and sending you that energy to these parts of you, I could cry if I'm in touch with you and your emotions, is so that you can make peace with what's inside of you, the experiences you've made, because they've suffered many times through this repeated experience, this mirroring of your own worth, maybe. And until a point where you're like, okay, I'm just going to let it go. This is not for me. But going into the fatalist mode and like doing all the efforts, the work, like all the sadness that can come up from that, the frustration, the disappointment. And you can imagine you're taking all these experiences and these moments where you see yourself, maybe moments you cried, maybe moments you were angry, moments where you felt empty, moments where you were doubtful and wondering, what is your problem? What's happening? What don't do I do right? Why is it not working for me? And really give her a big hug. Just be there and acknowledge all these moments instead of, okay, let's move into next. Let's go into movement. Just really sit with these experiences. And give them warmth, acknowledgement. You see them, you see yourself. And be that person you maybe would have liked to have next to you in that moment. It can be words you say to the person you were in these moments, or gestures. With one intention is to bring you love. And I want to add, so that you can hear it and all the cells of your body can hear it, these experiences, they are past experiences. If you want, and it's your decision, you can step into new experiences. And you've already done steps, can already celebrate the changes. And now we are planting another seed so that it comes even more into your reality, so that you really make that experience you described just before of, hey, I am earning money from my work. All the value I'm adding is reflected also in the money I receive. It's not disconnected anymore. And you can visualize that. You can see all your value, everything you're bringing. It can be specific situation you visualize, maybe as you were giving the workshop, and you connect that experience with money. And when I say connect, it's, again, you imagine what is money for you. Maybe it's gold, maybe it's some numbers on your bank account. You decide how it looks like, or a big wallet with cash inside, whatever you decide. And you can imagine right now people coming to you, and I have chills as I say that, and they're holding this image, you decided that illustration, embodiment of money, and they're handing it over to you. And you really have this moment of connection as the money, the people are holding, and it can be a person, different people, they are holding the money and you are receiving it. And in that moment, the connection happens. It's like your hands are touching, their hands are touching the money, and you are both connected in that moment. I really see you smiling. I see all the people smiling with a big open heart, full of gratitude. And just experience and feel how is it in your body to touch it, to be in connection with other people through that energy. How is it just in your body when you do that? You imagine that?
It feels warm.
Oh, I love it. Love it. So you can capture that sensation in your body. And you can say inside or out loud as you want, like, truly thank you to these people, to the money. And when it is correct, you can then take it in your arms And you can imagine how it's moving closer to your chest and integrating your body to your heart. And it really becomes a part of you, and it gets its space in your heart, in your being. Really, you give it a very special place where it can shine, nurture you. Don't forget to breathe in, breathe out as we are doing this. And anchoring that sensation, I have my two hands on my chest, on my heart, so you can do the same, feeling the presence and enjoy this warmth in your body, the gratitude, the love you received. Your value is seen, recognized, retributed, and so it is. And take the time you need to come out of this. You can take 1, 2, 3 deeper breaths. And when you are ready, open your eyes. How are you now?
I feel that I've got a heart of gold.
I am feeling hot too.
Very heavy. I really visualize this out of gold, actually. It's interesting. Now it's here. It's inside my body. It's a nice image for me to visualize that.
Right. You can keep it. The sensation in your body when it's inside. And also, I felt for you the moment of connection with people, and both touching the money felt also an important image. Every time you put an action in place, seeing how it's leading you to that.
Yes. And we make a picture of me with art of gold, just not to think about it.
Yes, exactly. That's the best way. The brain receives images very fast, faster than words. Do you feel complete for now if we end here?
Yeah, I feel much more energized. No, what did you say? Full of energy. Energized. Mixing all the languages. Because I was very tired at the beginning of the session, and now I'm feeling full and warm.
Great. So let this energy work we just did land. And let me know how it goes and how things move if you desire.
Yeah, I will. Thank you very much for this moment.
You are super welcome. How was this new coaching session for you? What landed? What made you think? What made you feel? What shifted as you listened to her story and how it unfolded for her? I would love to hear. You can private message me per email on my social media, whether Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, my website. You are free to choose what's the best way for you, but I would love to hear it, because we never know. We share our stories. Stephanie opened up is a way to say thank you for what we just did. I hope you go away with your own insights. And as a reminder, know that if you feel you're putting all the actions in place and you don't succeed, check what is the seed you planted initially. What's the energy you moved into action with? Probably very unconscious. Like some of the things that came up for Stephanie might not have been super conscious, or she wasn't conscious how it limits the impact of her action through the way she's thinking and feeling. And I say that it's all of us. Like I constantly work around that myself. Okay, putting a new action in place. What is the energy I'm moving with? And sometimes we move into action, we still have the doubt, that's fine. We keep on working our energy as we move into action and give more importance to the energy than doing many actions. Like it's really the quality that will make the action have the success and not necessarily the quantity. If you want to move the way I support people, which is with more pleasure, ease, fun, in a creative way, aligned with your design and not enforcing and putting thousands of action in place so it happens. That's the first point I wanted to remind you to check from which energy you are moving. Second one, who are the 5 people you are spending most of your time with? You probably have heard that also in other spaces. Now again, ask yourself, around a specific topic where you feel I have an obstacle, I'm blocked, it doesn't have to be about money, as we had this today with Stephanie. It can be about another topic. Check the five people you have in your surrounding with whom you spend most of your time. How do they think, feel, act around that topic? And see which insights come up from that. I hope you enjoyed and you really took the time, the break to do this visualization we did. I'm curious also how it landed in your body to do that work. Not immediately after the session, we'll give it some time so that it integrates, maybe like it was already eye-opening immediately, and keep that image in the future so that you can receive really that money for what you're passionate about, where you add true value to people's life. And for me, like I shared at the end how I felt about the session, I would have loved to have another session with Stephanie. I really felt like we could have started again a coaching session around the deeper topic that arised, because that's really one of my masteries, is moving like your emotional state so that you are moving freer, like your energy is free, all the emotional stuff around is removed, and you are in the essence. And with that, it's much easier to move. I really felt how much it was touching in her. And if you've heard like the coaching session with Elodie, you know, Elodie said how she moved her relationship with money, like disconnecting her worth from how much she receives. And she had already done that path. And I can feel like for Stephanie, there is also this work for her around that. And we went into something super vulnerable and emotional. And I remember, if I look also at my path, how long I've believed, especially because I worked around money as I opened my business. That's the beauty of being an entrepreneur. It makes you work on what you need to work on so that you can grow as a business owner, but beyond, as a human being, and experience life even a richer way. So that's what I love in business. It doesn't mean it's not hard. It is, truly. So if we go back to this worth question, I remember at the beginning of my journey, and also in moments where I feel I didn't have the success I had imagined, in these moments, before, I used to think, oh, I'm ashamed because maybe it shows like my worth is lower. I'm not that good. That was my story. Like you can hear, Stephanie has another story. And the moment I really realized there are amazing, super talented people in this world who still don't earn money or still don't make the money they could do if you base it really on the value they are bringing, because these things are two different things. And that's the work then I did myself, and I invite you to do if you recognize yourself in what I'm sharing, because don't question your worth and your value. You need to have, of course, a multi perspective on the topic, because one could be, are you really sharing about your value? How are you sharing it? Are you sharing in a way that people can connect to it, can see it, can serve them? So that's more the business strategic side. Then it's, what is the energy for you around that? What do you think about yourself? What do you think about what's possible? That was a lot, as you can hear from today's session. What do you believe about the world? What do you believe, yeah, about what's happening? What's your truth? And your truth will fulfill itself. So where does it need to be challenged so that you experience more of what you would like to experience? And of course, I highly invite you to go back to your human design, to your gene keys. If you don't know about it, you can download your free profile. Just check online. Free human design profile, free gene keys profile. Those are amazing tools to make it faster to how you operate. An even faster way is to book a session with me so that we can go deep into how you operate and what's the quickest path for success and going towards that fulfillment and peace and joy by design, by nature, following your essence. I put all the links of everything I thought about in the show notes, and I see you in the next episode. Thank you for joining the inner space. Make sure to subscribe, leave a comment, or share it with someone who might need exactly this encouragement. And until next time, keep exploring your inner space, where authenticity sets you free.